Let's go to the book of Job. It's the employment section. Job chapter 1. In verse 6, let's speak it together. Now there was a day when the sons of God, which were known as the angels, and they still are known as the angels, came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth." Where? On the earth. "And walking back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a what? Hedge around him." I love it. Satan couldn't touch him. "Around his household, around all that he has on every side. You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has. He will surely curse you to your face." Ooh, what a challenge that was. So the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now, again, Job sacrificed for his family, sacrificed animals for his family every day, because he was concerned that his children might sin. So he sacrificed an animal every single day for him and his family. He was shedding blood to protect his family. And so Satan couldn't get to him. So the first thing that the Lord let Satan do was destroy all of his livestock. Why? Because he couldn't sacrifice no more then. That was the only way. Because even God could not remove the hedge of protection on him unless the animals were killed that were sacrificed, because that is a sweet aroma to the Lord in that arena, to where it's protection. Blood is always associated not only with protection, but open and close portals. Open and close portals. So you got to think about this. Satan was searching for access to create a dimensional port for against humanity. After the flood, God shut demonic portals, but reopened by Satan's rituals and sacrifices and witchcraft, distracting access to the eternal portals. So people were so involved in survival that they no longer offered sacrifices. Job was an example of maintaining protection. And, you know, even though God allowed Satan to take everything he had, God blessed him multiple times afterwards because he did not curse God. And he was a true believer. He was an upright man. "Lord, if this is what you want, then so be it." You know, many times people are fighting against God, not the devil, and don't even know it. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 4, starting at verse 1. "Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, 'I have acquired a man from the Lord.'" I'm not going to go into this, but anyways, we'll play it as it is. "I have acquired a man from the Lord." Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of fruit of the ground to the Lord. And Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock, of the fat of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. Why? Because Abel's was a blood offering. It was a blood sacrifice. Amen? Cain's was not. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? In other words, if you turn it around and you do the right sacrifice, won't it be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin, the enemy, the presence of evil lies at the door. And its desires for you, but you should rule over it. In other words, these are doors that are open and shut doors. We also call them portals. There are dimensional portals. There's multi-dimensional portals, but then there's a portal to you that the enemy wants to access. That's why the Bible tells when says when a demon leaves a person, it seeks dry ground, and if he tries to bring more, seven others to come back more wicked, to enter that house, to enter and go through that door. Again, the presence of evil is waiting for an open door or a portal. One of the things that open doors and portals is bloodshed. Bloodshed. Innocent bloodshed. Sacrifices. That's why you see a lot of rituals, satanic rituals, sacrificing animals. Dogs, cats, whatever it may be. And they're practicing, because they practice witchcraft, Satan accepts these things. And he moves on their behalf. But it's not a righteous sacrifice, it's a wicked sacrifice. Because they're sacrificing to demons. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. What's it say? Then God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Moreover, God said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord your God, of your fathers, the God of Abraham and the God of Jacob, and the God of Isaac and Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say to them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, appeared to me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen what is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to a land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and to a land flowing with milk and honey. Well, that sounds kind of redundant because of the area to where God is taking him out from Egypt, which is the ruler of demonic forces, Pharaoh. He was a prince. He's a Nephilim. And now God's going to bring him to a land where all Nephilim races are. But he calls it a land of milk and honey. Why? Because he's going to drive them out. Then they will heed your voice, and you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us, and now please let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may what? Sacrifice to the Lord our God. What was God trying to do? Open up a portal. Does everybody understand that? He was trying to open up a portal to access. Why? They've been in slavery for 400 years. But I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not even by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in its midst. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of Egyptians. And it shall be when you go that you shall not go empty-handed. But every woman shall ask of her neighbor, namely of her who dwells near her house, articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. And you shall put them on your sons and on your daughters, so you shall plunder the Egyptians. This is what's getting ready to happen right now. Globally, the demonic forces are becoming plundered. You're going to see a release of financial support, lands and properties and deeds. You're going to find more and more places up for rent. because people can't afford them anymore. They're going to be up for sale. A lot of things are going to be turned over to the righteous. Pharaoh knew the power of sacrifice to their own gods, but didn't want the Lord, didn't want the Lord to have access, or the Jews to have access to their true God, because that would have been way overtaking for him. So he's trying to prevent a portal from opening from God when he was opening his, Pharaoh was opening his own portals. But we know that God's portals are much more stronger. Amen. In Matthew 27, 45, multidimensional portals. These are access chambers into another reality. Everybody there now? From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood there, when they heard it, said, this man is calling for Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran and took a sponge filled with sour wine and put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink. And the rest said, let him alone. Let's see if Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom, and the earthquake and the rocks were split. And the graves were opened. And many of the bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection. So think about this. Those people laid out there 3 days. Those graves were open 3 days. And then after Jesus rose from the dead, they came alive. They went into the holy city and appeared to many. I love that part, man. Talk about freaking out a bunch of people. Man, you were just dead a week ago. And these are all the ones that were that died during Jesus' ministry. So, again, it was associated with a sacrifice. So we know that Christ's sacrifice opened up the eternal port home. That's why he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? And it was opened through his blood. This is coming to us this morning because God is telling us there is a battle over portals. There is a great battle over portals. And what we're seeing right now, the reason why there's so much stuff going on and so much things being found out is because they're exposing all their portals. There are multidimensional portals all over the world. Now, there are portals that are in the physical, in-ground, underground. They just found, I mean, there's so many things that's going on. They found many places, in fact, right off of the Bahamas, where the Bermuda Triangle is, a base underneath the water that's not ours. That's not any human base. And they're freaking out. They just found that's a portal. There's portals all over. And again, what causes these portals to open for the demonic realm is bloodshed of humans, the sacrifice of the innocent. In our own lives, sin will open a door, won't it? Amen? And a demon will have access to you. But these portals allow multiple. Look at CERN. Their purpose is to open portals to the demonic world. If you ever saw the ritual during the CERN celebration, it is totally demonic. And they're showing these. In fact, some of the scientists that are no longer there, they were talking about it. They said they couldn't do it no more because they were seeing shadows coming out of these, out of the CERN portal. It was opening up. And here they are looking for the God, whatever it is, the God mineral, the God sign. What is it? The God particle. But while their search is for God particle, they could just go to Jesus, you know. They don't have to do all this stuff. But they're opening doors, portals, dimensional, multidimensional portals and bringing in demonic activity. That's why all of these things are changing. We didn't see all of this demonic forces like this, where men proclaiming to be women, women proclaiming to be men, and all this other stuff and whatever. Years ago, I wasn't brought up in that. Either that, they were in the closet. I have no idea. But I mean, we never even heard of it. You know, things to that degree. I mean, we heard of, you know, inhumane acts and many things to that degree. But I mean, all of us. But it's so openly now. It's so open. It's incredible. You got protesters that are. I mean, I saw yesterday they were protesting in front of ICE, the ICE building. And so they were coming out with a van, and they're standing in front. And so the National Guard came out and pushed everyone out of the way, dragged them out of the way. And this woman came back, and they just pounced her, like, get out of their way. I think they should arrest them to make it simple, because they're interfering with government official. So anyways, what gives people that thought and right mind to think that they can come against that when it's, you know, I mean, don't vote for them then, you know. I mean, it's like the mind is so disturbed. It's so confused. And that's because of all the open portals and the presence of demonic activity. Look at every commercial on TV is almost, here, take this pill. And they got butterflies, you know, and stuff. Here, you'll feel better. Take this pill. Everything is promoting pharmakia, which people don't know. Pharmakia means black magic, witchcraft, and sorcery. You know, you can take a pain pill. And don't get me wrong. I'm not against the pain pill. I've taken a few in my life. But I took them for wrong reasons. But then when I took it for the right reason, I monitored. I made sure, no, there's a limitation to this sucker. Why? Does a pain pill heal you? No, it deceives you. It tells you you don't have pain. But you still have it. You just don't realize it. And then you got to take more to try and convince your body that you're not in pain. And then they take more. And then the doctor doesn't give them anymore. And then they go to the street and they become addicted. Now they're doing fentanyl and heroin. Man, they know exactly how to destroy humanity. Pharmakia, black magic, witchcraft, sorcery. See, that person opened the door to the demonic realm. Drugs open the door to the demonic realm. You know, in the drug world, you see all of these bales and kilos and whatever that come together. They're all stamped with a satanic logo. Pentagrams, serpents, whatever it may be, designating what clan it came from, who made this product. And they change it so they can't follow up on them all the time. But it's always got a demonic logo of some sort. You know, again, people don't understand what's really happening. These portals are opening up. That's why we're seeing everything so crazy right now. There's a great falling away also. There's revivals in some places. But God hasn't poured out that glory rain yet. And that's what we're praying for. When we pray, let it rain, we're waiting for that glory rain to come. That rain that changes an individual instantly. You don't have to go through deliverance. You get delivered. Hallelujah. In Matthew 24. You know, that's why the Lord told Joshua to remove all the accursed items from the camp. He said, you won't be able to defeat your enemy. Why? Because it was an open door to demonic activity. They couldn't defeat their enemy until they destroyed those items. Many people have these things in their homes, and they think it's okay. They need to search their kids' rooms out. We used to get calls all the time from people. I tell them, well, what's in your child? Oh, we're having all those problems, this, that, whatever. I mean, people don't, you know, Santa Claus is an accursed item. People don't realize it. You know, it's again, God judges by the heart. Amen. But there are things that our children are bringing. Music. Look at the accursed items of music. I mean, music is a frequency. Say, they pray over these, the music, and bring them into their altars, and the witches pray over them. And there's testimonies of them, many of them who came out of it testifying. Why? Because they have a frequency, they have a presence, and it's a demonic one, and it's influenced people's minds and wills, where they're stealing their true identity or preventing them to find out who they really are. Again, this is, we are in this time right now where it's critical. We are, again, I've shared before, we're at a point of no return. There is no return now. You can't go back and fix whatever. You got to go forward and let whatever go. Don't go back and try and fix your identity. Grab the new one and who you really are. Amen? In Matthew 24, in verse 3, hallelujah. Now, as they sat down on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Jesus privately saying, tell us when these things will be and what will be the sign of your coming in the end of the age. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of what? Wars. Wars open portals. Demonic, multidimensional portals. Yes. Bloodshed. And rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. And these are the beginning of sorrows. Again, he starts out with, don't be deceived. Many will say that it's me, but it isn't me. Wars. Rumors of wars. There's wars all over the place. Look how much. Look at how many portals Iran has opened. Look at how many portals, demonic portals. Ukraine has opened. Russia's open. United States has opened. China. All of these portals that they've opened. No wonder why the world is the way it is. God's got to come and end this place. Just like he had to do it when the Nephilim race and the giants were here. He flooded and killed everyone and everything. He's got to do it again. It's got to happen again. But he wants to rescue as many people as possible before he does it. What did he say he was going to, how is he going to destroy it next? Fire. Fire. He will destroy the heavens and everything with fire. Hallelujah. So again, what we're seeing here is there's a battle over portals. Look at 9/11. Did that open up a portal? Yeah. Look at the Holocaust. That was disgusting. That opened up portals. All bloodshed. And those people were demonized, torturing people and everything, believing that another human was an evil enemy. Look what the atomic bomb did, the atom bomb, in Hiroshima. All open demonic portals, accessing all life on earth. This is where we're at. We are battling over portals, and we must shut them down. Amen? These are demonic, multidimensional portals. Hallelujah. Let's go to Revelation 13. In verse 1, is everybody there? Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. What's a beast? It's a fallen angel. Amen? He's a fallen angel. He's a high-ranking fallen angel. And he came out where? Out of the what? Out of the sea. Whoa. That means there's a dimensional port there. And I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horn and ten crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like a feet of a bear, His mouth was like a lion. The dragon gave him what? His power, his throne, and great authority. But where was he? In the sea, because there was a portal there. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? In other words, shut his portal down. Is everybody okay? Go to verse 11. Oh, happy days. Then I saw another beast coming out from where? The earth. And he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. I know some people like that. And he exercises all authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to what? Worship the first beast. What was the first beast? The one that came out of the sea, whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And it deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as who would not worship the image of the beast to be what? Killed. He causes all small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him who understands calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Again, earth portal, underground. Aren't they finding all kinds of tunnels, all kinds of portals, all kinds of things that run through the whole earth, connecting all countries? In Matthew 16, and we've shared some of this before, but I believe we're getting ready to see something big time. Matthew 16, verse 13. Hallelujah. When Jesus came into the Caesarea region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, or my on this revelation. And the gates of hell, of Hades, shall not prevail against it. What are the gates of hell? The portals. Somebody get it? And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Gates are portals, and we have dominion over them. In fact, the body of Christ is the only one that does. Numbers 10, verse 8. Now the sons of Aaron and the priests shall blow the trumpets, and these shall be to you as an ordinance forever throughout your generations. When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the what? Trumpets. And you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also, in the day of your gladness and your appointed feast, and at the beginning of your months you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be a what? Memorial for you before your God, for I am the Lord your God. So blowing the trumpet was essential, a part of a sacrifice or a part of going war. Why? Because it was opening the door. The trumpet sounds and open portals of heaven and shuts the portals of hell. That's why they were blowing the trumpets. Now, of course, there's more meaning to blowing the trumpets, and we'll get into that more. But trumpet blowing was a part of the ritual of gathering and memorial, because it was moving back. So you and I blow the trumpets every time we worship. Amen? We're trumpet blowers, whether you play good or not. It don't matter. You don't need to take trumpet lessons. Hallelujah. Go to Joshua 6 in verse 1. So the Lord told them to go take Jericho. There was no way they could take it. They couldn't penetrate the walls. They couldn't get in there. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and its mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, you and all men of war. You shall go around the city once, then you shall for 6 days, and seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, which means complete and perfect, right? And the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with ram's horns, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, then the wall of the cities will fall down flat. And the people shall go up, every man, straight before him. Well, what were they doing? They were busting open the what? They were shutting down the portal. They were opening the, bringing those walls. See, that, what were they doing? They were penetrating the sound barrier. And those frequencies destroyed those walls. Remember, when they were blowing the trumpet before war, God, they won every war. Remember, they would go out and sacrifice before a battle. They wouldn't go out and sacrifice. They wouldn't go to battle until the sacrifice was complete. All the kings of Israel. And if the prophet didn't show up to set up the sacrifice, they were in trouble. Because they wouldn't go out. Why? Because the blood sacrifice was a guarantee of victory, because it was going to shut the portal of the enemy and open the portals of heaven for assistance. The trumpets are the same way. The trumpets will shut the doors. That's why you and I praise and worship, right? In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, everybody knows this one, in verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. What were they doing? They were singing and praising and worshiping before God. Then the Levites and the children of the Korahites and the children of the Korahites and stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices what? Loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should what? Sing to the Lord, and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were singing. Remember, what was their voice becoming? A trumpet. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah. and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir and utterly killed and destroyed them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Man, talk about confusion in the enemy's camp, man. Just lift your hands and praise God. And so when Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were there 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. Again, our mouths were our trumpets when we praise and worship the Lord. Why are we hearing this? Because God is preparing us for the Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets comes this Tuesday. I think it's the 22nd to the 24th. We're going to talk about some things that are going to be happening. The Feast of Trumpets. Only Jesus fulfills a feast. And it's not that's a day of a rapture, but it's not this rapture. We're not ready yet. It's not time to be removed. We got more kick butt to do and more souls to rescue. The kingdom of God has got to still be established more on the earth. Remember, Jesus prayed there. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It's got to be established more. There's still the wealth transfer coming to assist in all kinds of the end time ministries, the Joseph ministry. You know, our focus is on fields of grace in every city or every state, wherever it can be. And it's not something that's going to take $100,000. It's going to take billions. And we know God's going to provide because it's coming. Praise be to God. And he's just getting us ready for what's getting ready to happen. The world is ready for the king to be seen. But they're also waiting for their king, Apollyon. So there's a battle over portals. Right now, it's a big battle. That's why we got to use your keys. You got to use calling down the structure fire. You got to use your prayer booklet. You got to praise and worship. You got to be careful what you let in your home and what comes out of your mouth. Amen. So praise be to God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given us the ability to endure and to realize, Lord, that the enemy is just trying to open up more portals everywhere. But we thank you. You've given us authority to shut these portals down. And we give you glory and honor and praise that you've chose us to destroy these portals. And we promise to give you the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.